Welcome to the Beyond the Diagnosis podcast with me, Dr. Kylie. I'm so glad you're here. If you find this empowers you to take back control of your health instead of relying on the system in any way, please share this with three of your friends. Invite them to come join us. Are you ready? Let's dive inside. Three lies we are being told about chronic fatigue. If you've been told you have chronic fatigue syndrome, you definitely need to tune in. If you are a mama who struggles to make dinner at night or read bedtime stories with the kids because you're just so tired, it's not you. It's not a problem with you. There's a problem inside that has gone undetected, because chronic fatigue syndrome, as you're about to find out, does not solve issues. So what I want to share with you today is something very special. I want to share with you three lies we are being told about chronic fatigue. If you want to end your chronic fatigue without feeling like a broken record at the doctor's office, even if you've lost all hope of ever being yourself again, stick around. If you have a gas tank that's always empty and you feel like you can never fill it up. Quote, I'm a gas tank that's always empty and I can't fill it up. That was one of those quotes that my patient shared with me a while back, and I loved it. If you're a gas tank, let me know how full your gas tank is and if you can fill it up. Are you empty? Are you on half? Are you on reserve? You know, sometimes I feel like I'm on the reserve of the gas tank. Stick around, because here's what you're going to get today. Number one, the truth about chronic fatigue syndrome. Two, why you haven't received any answers from the hosts of lab you've taken, which you've been told that your labs are all normal. Number three, the most common cause of chronic fatigue. I promise I'm going to teach you how to fill up your tank so you can become yourself again without feeling like a broken record at another doctor's office, even if you've lost all hope as everything else you've tried has failed. And I'm going to tell you there's a gift for you at the end, so stick around. And then, of course, share this with your friends, because I guarantee you we could all use some more energy, and chronic fatigue syndrome is a fat lie. Right now, I want you to know that the most important action you can make today is to love your red meat. Red meat is a huge source of iron. If you do not have enough iron in your body, forget healing. I don't care what you're dealing with. You have to have iron inside of you, and you have to have enough of it. So if you don't eat red meat, you're struggling with iron, because I guarantee you, you can't get it enough from elsewhere, and you can't even get it from supplementation. And if you tried transfusions and they're not helping, take a look at H. pylori, but we're not going to get into that right now. Red meat is your main source of iron. Unless you want to go eat liver, go right ahead. But liver is not too common, so let's stick with red meat. Iron is responsible for taking your oxygen and getting it out to all of your cells. Without iron, oxygen cannot filter your cells. It cannot get inside. Your cells, your body cannot heal without oxygen. You have a thyroid problem that's gone undetected, or you've been told you have hypothyroid and you've tried levothyroxine and Synthroid and Armour Thyroid and Naturethroid and all of these thyroid medications, and yet you feel great for a short time, but then it all goes downhill again. Start with eating your red meat. Start with getting that iron level up. Your body needs oxygen. So there's tip number one. Start off doing it right now. In fact, if you could have, especially if you're tilting more towards the iron anemia side, one serving of red meat per day is probably ideal. I know when I lost a lot of blood during my miscarriage, red meat became my best friend, because I had to replenish those stores. And then when it came to iron supplementation, I thought I had a good supplement. I mean, I have access to the best supplements on the market, but they weren't sufficient. It's very hard to have iron in a supplement. If you want to take that route, I would recommend going to your primary care doctor and asking them for, one, an iron panel, and two, for an iron prescription. The prescription that my midwife gave me was 10 zillion times better than any supplement I could ever find. So start off with the food. If you need to, take an iron panel through your doc and then take the necessary actions after that. But you have to have iron if you're going to thrive. So right now, 5-day challenge. Eat one serving of red meat for the next 5 days. I don't care how it's cooked. So you just take your pick. Figure out whether you want hamburger, you want to dive into some steaks. I know Smith's down the road from me has like a little reduced price section of their red meats, which I always like to sift through and see what's there. And maybe splurge a little bit on some steak or roast. And then stick around, because if this sounds familiar, this is for you. I feel I'm not the best mom I could be to my kids, and all my doctor does is change my thyroid medication. I get tossed from doctor to doctor and from specialist to specialist, but I'm still as sick as I was when I started this journey 10, 15, 20 years ago. I talked with a mom yesterday. She's 50 years old, and she remembers being chronically fatigued, being exhausted in high school. So that was, 35 years ago. She would run and run and run and run and run and burn herself out and then crash. And now she's 50 and wants to actually tackle what's really causing the fatigue. Or does this sound like you? I've spent so much money trying to find answers and relief. I trust Google more than I trust my doctors. After this presentation, this special presentation right here on FB Live, you're going to understand that the system has failed you. You're no longer going to need to rely on Google for your answers. You're going to be able to escape survival mode and start thriving once again. But first, who am I? Why am I here? One word describes me. I'm a rebel. Reality, it all began when I was an assistant in an office. Nothing against the doctor, but the difference was the doctor was male and I was female. And a bunch of females came in, women with women issues. They would tell me their women issues, and then they would say, but please don't tell the doctor. Even though the doctor could help, it was not my responsibility to tell him. It was theirs. So enough of that happened. And I finally said, you know what? If women are not receiving the care that they're wanting and needing, I'm going to go get my degree so that I can provide it. And then when I'm sitting in classes and realizing that I don't fit into the mold that they're trying to shove me into, I discovered and dove headfirst into functional medicine. Functional medicine is personalized medicine. It's not throwing a protocol at you. That's the same protocol for everybody else. It's figuring out what's wrong with your body and fixing you as an individual, as a person, not as some label like fibromyalgia and that they throw Lyrica at. There's a reason why, and let's figure it out. Oh, yes. The day that I got busted in medical school, they did not like me. And I particularly didn't like what I was being forced into, that mold. And so they suspended me. And because I got suspended, now I can provide the treatment and the healing that people actually need, because I don't have to fit underneath their mold, and I don't. So if you are sick and tired of being tossed from doctor to doctor, telling the same story to another doctor after another doctor after another doctor, this is for you. You are exactly who I help, because my goal is to help you change your story so that you never tell the same story to another doctor again. In order to do that, you have to think very differently. If I thought the same way as everybody else, I'd get the same results, and that's not okay with me, which is why I truly dove headfirst into functional medicine. I'm not one of these docs who dabbled into it for 1 weekend and now call themselves a functional medicine doc. Functional medicine is so complicated, you can't have success that way. You can have short-term success with a couple people, but if you're going to have long-term success with about every single patient who walks through your door, if they fit who you're looking for and who you can help, that's when you really get you help people's lives change. And not only the mama's lives change, but the husband and the family and the kids, just a cascade of a scene of events. So the bottom line is you can use functional medicine to end your chronic fatigue. So let's get into the nitty gritty. Lie number one, and I will preach this all day long. A label or a diagnosis gives you answers. That's a lie. Now, the podcast is called Beyond the Diagnosis. The summit we're about to launch in almost 14 days is called Beyond the Diagnosis for a reason. Stop searching for a diagnosis because they're just going to throw a pill at you and say, take this for the rest of your life. That's fine if you want to take that route. But if it were me, I would choose something different. Diagnosis does not give you answers. It puts you underneath an umbrella that they can then fill out a prescription for you and send you off to the pharmacist and get something that will help to maybe put a Band-Aid over your symptoms. Now, when I say a Band-Aid over your symptoms, when it comes to pharmaceuticals, I'm talking there are Band-Aids over your symptoms when it comes to supplements as well. Supplement industry is a $1 billion industry. Same thing with the pharmaceutical industry. They're all about Band-Aids. If you do it right, you don't need to take supplements forever. Let me say that again. If you do it right, you do not need to take a supplement to survive the rest of your life. If you do it right, you can heal using supplements and then have the supplement toolkit because, you know, life throws curves and sliders and sinker balls at you because I love baseball. So you'll have that toolkit in your possession. So when you need help with the adrenals or when you need to kill that virus that you can start flooding back in, there you have the toolkit there. So I am not here to preach to you supplements for the rest of your life. I'm against it. You should be too, because supplement industry is a $1 billion industry that is not regulated, and anybody from Joe Blow can create a supplement and market it. Now, speaking of supplements, really fast, a lot of doctors will have, like, say there's Dr. Christensen, who's the latest, Dr. Gundry, there's Amy Myers, there's several that I see come through my Facebook feed selling supplements. There is a supplement company, if you have a doctor's license, a doctor degree, that you can use their supplements and they will private label their supplements. So even though it has Amy Myers supplement on the bottle, that means it's the same thing as what that supplement company produces. It's just her label. Okay, so there are a lot of ways to navigate the supplement industry. Be sure you check out the podcast or the episode on navigating the supplement industry, because that will help you tremendously in that world. So there you go. A label like chronic fatigue syndrome tells you absolutely nothing about why you're tired all the time. What if you removed the cause of your chronic fatigue? How would your life change? How would your family's life change? In fact, the Facebook group is called Tribe of Dreamers. And the reason why we chose Dreamers was because when you're sick, you only have one dream, and that dream is to feel better. I want to help you start dreaming again. For me, I have the travel bug. I got the travel bug when I just graduated from high school, and my friend and I decided that we were going to go to Africa. Yes, an 18-year-old redhead going to Africa, Ghana specifically. And that's when the travel bug began. I've since been to Japan. I loved my month there in Japan when I was studying nutrition over there. And eventually, you know, there will be money in the budget for another cross the world travel experience. And this blasted COVID crap will be gone. That's my dream. What's yours? That's the power of functional medicine. You can fill up your gas tank by discovering the cause of your chronic fatigue. So stop believing the lie. Receiving a diagnosis is not receiving an answer. A diagnosis is a label. Chronic fatigue syndrome is just a label. It doesn't tell you anything about the why. My other favorite example is fibromyalgia. Fibromyalgia is, I'm just going to flat out tell you guys, it is a cop-out. Fibromyalgia is something that says, oh, you have a whole bunch of symptoms. We have no idea what's causing it or whether it doesn't fit in any other umbrella. So we're just going to throw out fibromyalgia, fibularica, and hope for the best. Pain, fatigue, insomnia, those are the three most common side effects of so-called fibromyalgia. You can really figure out what's causing all of those by using functional medicine. It's not like you need to take Lyrica for the rest of your life and just survive and be in survival mode. I was talking to a mom yesterday who was telling me about her daughter. Her daughter is 27 years old and got diagnosed with fibromyalgia like in her teens. That to me is absolutely ludicrous. There's a reason why she felt like crap. Find it out. It's not fibromyalgia. That's my soapbox. Lie number two, you're getting the test that you need. Now, let me caveat this because I request all of your medical records. If you work with me, the first thing I do, usually in most cases, is pull your medical records because one, it's blood you've already donated. Two, it's money you've already given up. Three, it's time. You've already done it. So we might as well use what you have, even though your labs have been, you've been told that your labs are normal. Let's use those and find the answers that you've been searching for the last, you know, decade or 20 years or whatever the case may be for you, because your labs are only as good as the interpretation of them. And the primary care people, those people in Western medicine, they're doing the best they can, but their educational system failed them. Really, it did. Their education failed them. It's not that your doctor is failing you. It's that their education failed them. We all get into this because we want to help people. And it's because of what I did, I broke out of that system, got into functional medicine, and I've dove so far into it that I'm able to get results that I'm able to get. I'm able to help you truly live the life that you're designed to live. So the tests that you're getting, yes, I will use them. We're going to use them with power, and I can get you the answers you've been searching for in 90% of the cases with tests that you've already taken, even though you've been told that they're normal. However, there is one specific test that I absolutely love, and it's a functional medicine test. And if you get this test, which I have been told by many people that somebody else has taken this test for them, and they had no idea, they have no idea what the results are. The results were never discussed. I wish I could say that was only for one person, but I've heard it numerous times. Why on earth would you take a lab test and not figure out the results? Now scroll through your Facebook feed, because I guarantee you, you will be nailed. I mean, I'm being nailed by Thrive and a whole plethora of other lab tests out there. Those lab tests, sure, go drop $99 and take them. You're not going to have any real talk about the results. I know Thrive, Thryve, is the latest one on my Facebook feed. They are marketing a microbiome lab test. They're calling it the lab test that you need to fix your gut. Well, I hate to tell you guys, but your gut has more than bacteria in it. And then after you take that lab test, whatever, drop the $99, they're going to recommend their own supplements, specifically a probiotic that they say is designed specifically for you. It's not. I mean, there's probably like five or six sets of probiotics that they then offer to other people, but your gut goes deeper and is more complex than bacteria. There's my other soapbox. You guys are getting a lot today if you're tuning into this, whether you're on Facebook Live right now or you're hearing it on the podcast later. I mean, I'm sending you bullets and nuggets. You should probably be writing these down for one, and then two, really start changing the thinking process, because I want to teach you to get out of that search for a diagnosis, search for a pill type thing. Search for the cause, find somebody who can actually help you find that cause, and then not only find the cause, but have the right way to treat it afterwards. But more importantly, what if you could take the labs that you already have in your possession, those labs that you were told were normal, get the answers you've been searching for based off of those exact same labs, because finally, somebody read it in a different way. I'd love to be that person for you. If you're interested, shoot me a message on Facebook, in on the Dr. Kylie page or in the group page, or simply you can book your free consultation with me on my website at drkylieburton.com/book. Talk to you soon. Once again, what if there was a test that helped you determine the cause of your chronic fatigue? There is. And I would love to show you right now. I'm going to go through this quickly because I've gotten off on a little bit of tangents. And so, you know, of course, the time is of essence. So let's go through this. Jay is 65 years young. Her primary symptoms are chronic fatigue and foggy brain. how did she say it? She said something like, fatigue was the only song on her playlist. I mean, that's pretty good, right? She's been told she has Hashimoto's, Epstein-Barr virus, and an H. pylori overgrowth. She's currently on thyroid medications, bioidentical hormones. And let me tell you this, she brought in a duffel bag of supplements. Anything that she found on the internet that would help, she tried it and took it. And of course, that led to this probably a couple $1,000 worth of supplements sitting on her counter, and she's still in survival mode. I guarantee you she's not the only one. She took a food allergy test and cleaned up her diet. Specifically, she said, I'm eating so clean, yet I still have no energy or brain function. If this is you, if this sounds like you, you are eating to survive. What if you could eat to thrive and you could actually enjoy Christmas? Say Christmas coming up, the holidays are coming up, you know, in 5-6 months. And by then we're going to be able to have group things because that's the energy I'm sending out into the world. And, you know, there's going to be chocolate fudge and there's going to be your favorite tree and you're going to look at it longingly. What if you could actually eat that thing, whatever your favorite dessert is, knowing that you're not going to regret it for the next 3 days? That's the power of functional medicine when it's done right. Her complete blood count, also known as a CBC, her other blood test that her doctor took, everything looked, quote, fine. Your labs are normal. Normal lab tests, yet she felt anything but normal. If this sounds like you, it is. You're not alone. It's not in your head. You're not going crazy. There's not something wrong with you. Here you go. Prior to seeing me, Dr. Kylie, my energy levels were non-existent. Brain fog was the only song on my playlist, and a general feeling of hopelessness filled my day. Then there was this test that changed the course of her life. And I'll tell you, she took this test probably 2 years ago, and she's still rocking and rolling. Now, this test, in a nutshell, dives into why your body cannot take food and convert it into energy. It is a test based off of your chemistry that's happening inside your Krebs cycle. Yeah, I said it, Krebs cycle. Flashback to high school biology, because you know that class was important. I talk about it every single day. Who knew, right? If you look closely, there are multiple red flags, red markers saying things are increased. That means that her body is not being able to take down fats, carbohydrates, and proteins and get them to through the cascade of chemical reactions into ATP, which is the form of energy that our cells use. Without ATP, you can't heal, you can't have energy, you can't thrive. So does that lab test look normal to you? This is going into a little bit deeper. Again, I'm not going to go through the details here, but you got fatty acids, carbohydrates, and then the whole Krebs cycle. Everything on that far right are markers that are off, meaning that her chemistry is not working well, and we can solve it at each step of along the way. There are ways to solve that. So to get her body using the food that she's eating for energy once again. This gets into how is your body able to use B vitamins, and how is your body able to use neurotransmitters like serotonin and dopamine, those feel-good hormones, those feel-good neurotransmitters that we often associate with anxiety and depression. It's not the amount, you have of them. It's what your body's ability to use them. And that's two very different stories. Then same test, people, same test here. It gets into the detox. How is your body's ability to detox? What needs to be fixed? And then it even dives into some gut stuff. Now this gut stuff, because of the urine sample that it is, it can actually get into the small intestine and the large intestine. Whereas a stool sample is only going to get into your large intestine. So what we can tell here is we can tell if there's a problem with SIBO. We can tell if she's had the same probiotic for too long and she needs to get off that probiotic and switch on to something else. Which, by the way, if you've been taking the same probiotic for over 3 months, it's doing you absolutely no good. Your gut needs variety. Taking the same thing over and over again is not giving you that variety. So switch up your probiotics, guys. It can get into C. diff, and then it's also going to get into candida if there's an overgrowth of candida. All one lab test. It's a urine sample. That's a kit that I send to your house. You've completed at your house. You drop it off at UPS, it goes straight to the lab. The lab takes it, does their analysis, lets me know that the results are in. I will take a look at the results. And then we sit down and we go over this. Now it takes me a good 30 minutes to go over this with patients and for those who take this test, because I go into it. And then not only do I just sit and talk to you about it, I actually have basically a report card that explains everything that I talk to you, so I can just hand it to you. And that way you don't have to memorize anything and you can tell your husband that you're not crazy. All from one lab test. Now, after 1 month of receiving her lab test results and beginning the personalized treatment, she says, "It's amazing what a difference 30 days can make. I'm excited to see and feel where I will be after 60 days, feeling hopeful." She lives on 1 acre. She has hardly been able to perform yard work. However, she's doing yard work just about every day now. And she goes on trips to Vegas and the West Coast with her husband, who loves to race. Can't remember exactly what type of racing. But I know that they would go out to the race tracks. And that's when she really had a problem because of all the fumes and the toxins in the air. So she's back traveling with her husband again. 60 days, 30 days after starting this personalized plan based off her lab test results. I can tell you, this was again 2 years ago. She's still rocking and rolling. Her thyroid medication is, sometimes she takes a little teeny bit of it. Sometimes she doesn't need it at all. Her energy levels are still rocking and rolling. She just completed another trip season with her husband. So it's cool. She's the grandma that she wants to be. And she's not even taking, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 supplements based off of whatever she chooses to take that day. It's definitely not the suitcase that she came in with. This is her testimonial.
I was struggling with brain fog. I had been to several doctors who gave me very clinical support, but it never helped me. The treatment of my emotions in conjunction with the physical treatment that I'm having helped me tremendously. I have to say, in the last 8 months, I've had nothing but good experiences. I'm just completing the 8th month of a 9-month program. Very excited. She tells me that the magic happens in this last month, so I can't wait for that. I would recommend anyone who wants to feel better, who's been to doctors and not been satisfied with the outcome, if they're treating the symptom and not the problem, I feel for you. It's the worst feeling in the world. I'd say just get out and do it.
If I had a mic, I would drop it right now. Line number 3, we don't know what's causing your chronic fatigue. From my experience, the most common cause of chronic fatigue is an infection. There's a specific type of infection, though, and that infection is parasites. Now, before I go on, don't just blow these guys off. You might be thinking, well, I've never been to a third world country, or there's no way parasites could be inside of me. Or I had a stool test, and that stool test came back negative for parasites. Parasites can be anywhere in your body, not just in your gut. And parasites are very common, even in first world countries, because pets like dogs are common culprits of them. So if you're dealing with chronic fatigue and you've tried everything under the sun, probably got some parasites or another type of infection hidden inside of you. So using lab tests that you've already taken, you can determine if there are parasites or not. And check this out. One of my patients I was able to work with and help, 54 years young. Over the last 20 plus years, she had fatigue, headaches, joint pain, hypothyroidism, hypoglycemia, constipation, and acid reflux. And here are her labs. Now I'm going to bypass most of this. I'm just getting into the good stuff, but here we go. So eosinophils should be between 1.3, and they are not. They are above 3%. They are above the 3%, so that would indicate parasites. We also have monocytes are above the ideal range, which would indicate we have some type of virus going on. So you can get the answers you've been searching for from the money you've already spent, from the blood work you've already donated. That's the power of my approach with functional medicine. It changes lives and they remain changed.
Before meeting Dr. Kylie, I was extremely fatigued. My quality of life had diminished to such that I was in constant pain. And honestly, I had lost all hope in ever feeling better again. I made an appointment with Dr. Kylie, came in, loved everything that she had to say. In fact, I'll be honest, she might seem young to a lot of you that are just being introduced to her, but holy cow, does she know her stuff. And she had the answers I've been looking for. She addresses the root cause of what's going on in the body instead of just band-aiding the symptoms that you're experiencing. So within 2 weeks, I started feeling results. I've been with her now for just over 4 months. My energy is back. I don't hurt all over anymore. And I'm gonna get a little bit emotional, but I can honestly tell you that I feel like she's been able to give me my life back. Dr. Kylie is so worth your time and your effort to connect with her and find out what she can teach you and how she can help you regain your health and just get your life back and find that joy that every one of us deserves to have.
Stop falling for the lies. A label doesn't tell you anything about why or the cause of your symptoms. The tests you're taking, one, aren't being interpreted right, and two, they're not enough. Three, Western medicine doesn't understand the cause of your chronic fatigue. Functional medicine does. If you choose to discover the cause of your chronic fatigue so that you can get your life back, your tank is no more on empty, I would love to help you complete your personalized roadmap. Your personalized roadmap to fill up your gas tank can be accomplished in 5 easy steps. Now, I wish I could work with everybody individually, one-on-one, but there's only one of me, and there's so many people who suffer from chronic fatigue. So if this is you, this is for you. I have created a 5-step process so that you can take the labs that you have in your possession, those normal labs, you can read those. I will teach you how to do that in my way so you can create your own personalized roadmap, again, in 5 easy steps. It's the exact path I walked these patients down so that you can get your life back based off of their labs. You're going to base it off of your labs. It'll be like you and I are hanging out right here at my own house. I'm going to teach you the cause of chronic fatigue, which we've already dove into a little bit here. I'm going to teach you how to read your own labs to map out your personalized plan. Then I'll give you the exact tools I use to help my patients heal in 5 simple, easy steps. So even with a person with the worst brain fog can still do it. Inside this 5-step course called End Chronic Fatigue Course, you can get this at a special price. It retails for $2,000, but right now, if you go to drkylieburton.com/end-chronic-fatigue-, you can get that for a special price because I want you to start living the life that you were designed to live. I want to be able to help you, provide you with the tools that you no longer have to go from doctor to doctor to doctor to doctor, keep filling out copays, keep meeting your deductible. Let's start changing your life and let's begin inside this course. So go check it out. I'll see you on the inside. Let's celebrate your success next. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Beyond the Diagnosis with me, Dr. Kylie. If you enjoyed this and you learned something new, if you felt empowered in any way, please go invite 3 of your friends to come join us. And then meet me right back here again next week.